This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. How's your week going? Well, the best way to put your week together is to spend time with God, building your relationship with Him. Not only that, but building your life around God's purposes for your life. That's right. Your life is not just meaningless. It's not just whatever you can come up with. You've been put here by God, and God has purposes for your life. And our lives come together and full of meaning when we put them in line with God's purposes for us. Do you know the best way to make sure that you are aligning your life with God's purposes is to spend time in His Word, the Bible, every day, because the Bible is where God reveals to us what He's doing in this world, what His aims are for our lives, and not only in general, but God uses what we read to speak to each one of us individually and personally. And so, as we come to read a few verses of the Bible now, just open your heart up to God and say, God, what are you trying to say to me? What do you want to say to me? We're reading from the book of 1 John in the Bible this week, and it's such a beautiful book. John was so close to Jesus during Jesus' earthly life, and he's talking to us about what Jesus revealed to us about God and what it means to really walk with God and to know Him and to know Jesus. He says that it's ridiculous and foolish to try and parade ourselves around as though we've solved every problem in life. No, even when you've come to know God and are a child of God, there is still so much that God is working on, changing you from the inside out. And we need to be honest with our failures and our weaknesses, the sins in our lives, and bring them out into the open. Don't try and hide them and say, God, you cleanse me. You change me. John writes in chapter 2, verse 1, My little children, I'm writing these things to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, and that's Jesus Christ the righteous. And He Himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for those of the whole world. Well, propitiation is probably not a word that you use every day. It's a word that means this. It means the removing of someone's anger through the giving of a gift. Well, this is what Jesus has done for us. When we offend God, we do things that we know would upset the heart of God. We treat people wrongly. We speak wrongly. We do what's wrong. God is offended. And Jesus' death on the cross is the gift given that removes God's anger, that restores our relationship with Him. And John says, if you've done something that you know has offended God, don't crawl away and try to hide from God. No. Run to God. You don't have to be afraid that God will push you away because He's so angry with you. What Jesus did for you on the cross has dealt with God's anger. And God is ready to receive you and forgive you and restore you. It doesn't matter who you are. He goes on to say, And by this we know that we have come to know Him if we keep His commandments. The one who says, I've come to know God, and doesn't keep His commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Doesn't mean that you never fail, you never sin, but it means if you're just ignoring God and living life your own way, there's no evidence that you really are in a relationship with Him. He goes on, But whoever keeps His word, in him the love of God has truly been perfected. By this we know that we are in Him. The one who says he abides in him ought himself to walk in the same manner as he walked. I'm John North.